Grads, I guess you've been following Jesus through your degree and travelling along, as it were, with him through your studies here at UTS. And so as you get to this crossroads, where you're facing the future, I just want to bring a word from our Master and Saviour, Jesus Christ, to us. And we've been looking through Luke a bit this year, and as it happens, we're up to chapter 14. And so it's quite surprising what Jesus will say to you in chapter 14 of Luke. It's not a congratulations. I'm sure they're in order. Well done. You've done it. Well, nearly. He's not going to give you high fives today. They will come sometime. No, this is a very, very serious challenge from Jesus. Okay? It's a searing call to utter clarity and self-conviction. Okay? This is Jesus' word to you today, Luke chapter 14. Large crowds were travelling along with Jesus, just like you have been, and turning to them, he said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." Suppose one of you builds a tower. Will you not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and you're not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, "This person began to build and was not able to finish." Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Will he not first sit down and consider whether he's able with 10,000 to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, any of you who does not give up everything, he cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is fit not for the soil, not even for the manure pile. It's thrown out. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. As I said, a very serious challenge to you graduates today from your Lord and Saviour. From Jesus' perspective, what's really impressive, what matters, is endurance. He doesn't really care whether you started. He cares whether you finish. Following Jesus through uni, but then not continuing on, is more stupid than investing a whole bunch of money to lay a concrete pad for a home and then for the next 50 years playing broom hockey on it, because you didn't consider the total cost of building a house. Following Jesus is like going to war. It's a battle where you are outnumbered 2-1. And it's hardcore and costly. And unless you're actually prepared to die, it's better to surrender now. Just surrender now. Unless you're prepared to die for following Jesus. Otherwise, Jesus says, you cannot be my disciple. This is serious. This is soul-searching stuff. Jesus is asking you today to decide, yet again, perhaps, for utter conviction about following him. So as you kind of head off into the big league, so to speak, off to, you know, post-uni life, don't find your life in whatever, in a family with children. Don't base your existence on a successful career, on being a self-made person. Jesus may have other things in life for you. Perhaps even a martyr's death in his service. So, pick up your cross, crucify self-rule, follow Jesus. Find your life and your satisfaction and your joy and your purpose in following him. That's the word to you today from Jesus as you're graduating. Sure, find joy in completing your degree, but what's that compared to following Jesus? There's no higher calling, is there? And often, let's be real, often it won't be a martyr's death, but nevertheless, following Jesus will always require being distinctively, even noticeably, a follower, a disciple of Jesus. It will mean being salty. See, otherwise you'll be serving no good to anyone. You won't be helping yourself. You won't be helping other Christians. You won't be helping God. You won't even be helping non-Christians if you're not salty. No, not being decidedly and noticeably Christian, it's kind of like being worth less than being put on the manure pile. Now, when you do endure to the end, at that time, on graduation day proper, okay, there will be another word. There'll be high fives then. Okay? Well done, faithful one. Enter into the pleasures of your Father. But today, until that time, this is the word. So let me read it directly again to you. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Will you not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, they began to build and were not able to finish. Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Will he not first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation, while the other is still a long way off, and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, anyone who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is fit neither for the soil nor even for the manure pile. It is thrown out. He who has ears, let him hear. This is the word of our Lord and Saviour to us today.